Please be seated. Let us now hear the words of John's Gospel beginning at first verse of the 15th chapter. Right up front, Jesus says this, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He remembers every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word, and I have spoken to you. Abide in me, as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." My friends, this is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. And may we pray. O Lord God, startle us. Startle us with your love. Open our hearts and our minds to your word, that hearing we might believe, and believing we might trust you with all of our lives. So may it be, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, what's the difference between heaven and hell? The difference. Difference? All right, what would you say if you had to answer that question? Judy Steiker and I both had to back a few months ago. Bailey had invited us to attend what's called a conversation and coffee event with the youth group. And we walked into this room full of 7th and 8th graders, so lively, so full of energy, so many questions. I have to say this, you did such a great job that day, Bailey. You were terrific. Listening, welcoming, coordinating, encouraging, occasionally having to call down a couple of goofballs, acting out. But it was a wonderful event. It was so wonderful. And there Judy and I were, not knowing quite what's going to be incoming, what sort of questions, suggestions we were going to hear and have to answer. The amazing thing was most of the time those 30 or so 7th and 8th graders, they were great. They had so much to say, so intelligent, so thoughtful. We just had to sit there. But, of course, there were a few who had these hardball questions for us. You know, they wanted to know about things. Couple of them, three of them maybe, wanted to know about heaven, even more about hell. So what's the difference, some of them had to say. I looked at Judy, she looked at me. You want to take that? Me? So what's the difference, they asked, between hell and heaven? What's the difference? What would you say? The difference? Abide. Abide. That one simple little five-letter word, we find it over and over and over again in our scriptures today. Abide. You can count them if you want to when you get home today. 13 times in those 21 verses Genevieve and I just read. Abide, the word in the Greek meaning abide, be with. Abide in me as I abide in you. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, Jesus says, ask for whatever you will. Abide, abide, abide in my love. Oh, and by the word, this word, meno, abide, especially in verses 4 and 10 of our passage, It's in the imperative tense, abide. Do it, Jesus says. Abide, it's a command. What does it mean then to abide? John's text points the way. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. I am the vine, you are the branches, Jesus says. Those who abide in me and I in them, you will bear much fruit. So interesting that there's three characters here, three actors in play. The vine dresser, the branches. And who might they be? William Barclay calls this text an allegory. Maybe you remember the word allegory from middle school and high school. An allegory is when everything stands for something else. It's very simple. In this case, we have three characters. Who? The vine dresser, and the branches. The vine dresser and the branches. Jesus here, what's he doing? Speaking very pointedly to his followers. For Jesus is the vine, right? Who's the vine dresser? God. Who are the branches? Us. He's speaking so pointedly to his followers, the disciples. It is the last week of Jesus' life. We need to know that. He's about to go to the cross, and he knows it. So these are his last instructions, his final appeal, ultimate commands to his followers. It's called his farewell discourse by the scholars. The most important things he wants to say while he still has time and a chance to do it. What does he say? Abide, abide, abide in me again and again, and abide in me, the vine. And that's totally new. The biblical imagery of the vine, it's all through the Bible and the Old Testament. In Isaiah, in Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Hosea, and Psalm 80. But it always refers to Israel, to the nation, to the people. Israel, nope. No longer, Jesus says, now it's me. I am the vine. Pretty striking, pretty daggone revolutionary to anybody who first heard this from Jesus. I am the vine now. You need to abide in me. You. And oh, by the way, one more thing. That you in our text, in the Greek, that's in the second person plural, as in you all, y'all, speaking Southern. It's all of you. It's every one of us, all of us. Back when I first went to seminary, one of the first things that surprised me, startled me, took me aback, was just how often these you pronouns in the New Testament, Koine Greek, they're all plural, as in us, us together, we. Jesus did not say, I am the vine, you are the branch. You ever seen a vine with just one scraggly, haggard, miserable branch hanging out, dangling there? No, we are the branches, branches together. Which, of course, raises interesting questions whether it's even possible or appropriate to try and follow Jesus alone, all on your own, all by yourself. I am the vine, he says. You all are the branches. Abide in me. Why? Why should we do that, want to do that? The text is clear, verse 11, so that your joy may be complete. My friends, we can't do this thing called life alone. I can't. Just cannot make it all on one's own. Your own, my own, our own. We need this vine, the branches, all the other branches. We do. We do. You do know the difference between joy and happiness, don't you? We find joy together. You knew to know the difference, don't you? The English word happiness comes from an old Latin word, hap, which means, well, happenstance, circumstance. It's what happens to you, what life does or does not do for you or to me, to you. All having to do with what comes from the outside, but joy is something that's within. It lives there within, wells up within you from the heart, regardless of the good, the bad, the ugly, the miserable, the tragic, the lucky, the blessedness. We've had that today, haven't we? Death of a dear member, a wonderful engagement. Joy gets us through. whatever the circumstances, whatever life does for or to me and you. Abide, Jesus says, abide that your joy may be complete. A young father was struggling on the day of his wife's WTR, her witness to the resurrection, her funeral, trying to put his little boy, his son, to bed. Both of them so sad, numb with sorrow. The little boy asked, "Daddy, where's mommy?" The man tried pitifully to answer the question. But the little boy kept asking, where is she? Where is she? When's she coming back? A lot of attempts were made to try to say something. The man just finally gave up, picked up his son, and put him in his bed with him. And finally, though, the little boy reached out his hand through the darkness, and he touched his daddy's face, and he said, "Daddy, is your face toward me?" Given assurance that it was, the little boy then said, "If your face is toward me, Daddy, then I think I can go to sleep." And there in the darkness, that father prayed, "Oh Lord, the way is dark. I can't see my way through any of this right now. But if your face is toward me, somehow I think, I know I can make it and go on." Abide. Abide. What does that mean? What does Jesus mean by abide? I am the branch. You are the branches. God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Beloved, since God loves us so much, we ought also to love one another. Abide. Why? Why should we all do that? Jesus, in chapter 15 of John, makes it even more clear. Fruit. To bear so much fruit. And heaven knows, this old world around us sure could need a little bit more of that. There's so much tension, agitation, talking heads on the TV, people at each other, pointing fingers at each other, turning away, turning their backs, vitriol, conflict, hatred, it's all over the place. A good friend of mine, a Presbyterian pastor I went to seminary with, recently poignantly wrote in a letter about the death of one of our classmates, how we all, have now lost so many, many friends to death, to disability, to dementia, to politics. Telling words. We look around today, so much little fruit, and people are starving for love, hungering for respect, hoping, thirsting for something, anything, belonging, to be somebody, to have that mean something. Listen. Jesus is calling, no, demanding, commanding you and me, bear fruit. Bear fruit and start making a difference. And well, how do we do that? One man asked at the men's breakfast last Tuesday. Good question, I told him. I guess maybe we kind of have to know it innately, figure it out for ourselves, each one at a time. Terrible answer. That was a terrible, awful answer. But then that day, I just remembered, it came to me how over at the On Point service, each and every week, the benediction they say at the end of the service, what Paul writes in his letter to the Galatians, "For the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." That's a much better answer, don't you think? Much better. That's how we bear fruit. That's how we turn our faces toward one another. That's how we turn our face toward one another. So what is hell? What is heaven, those 7th, 8th graders wanted to know from Judy and me? And the difference? Long time ago, I think it was back when I was in middle school or high school, I don't really remember, this old preacher up at Massanutten Springs, I think that's where it was, that's the place, he told a story about how someone had a vision one time, and in this vision, he saw hell. And what was hell like? Hell was this huge dining room full of all these tables piled high with wonderful food, turkey and ham and all the fixings, barbecue and potato salad, corn on the cob, butter beans, lemon meringue pie and peach cobbler and ice cream. And but seated around all these tables were these awful people, haggard like skeletons, skinny and hungry and tired and crying, wasting away, literally starving. For they all had this problem, you see. Their hands were tied. They had these 4-foot spoons strapped to their arms. So they could not bend their arms. They could not pick up the food. They could not put anything up to their lips or eat. And there they were sitting around this great feast, starving, dying, crying, moaning. It was awful, horrible, such a nightmare. Take me away from this. Take me away from this. I got to get away. The man in the vision said, and so the guide said, okay, I will show you heaven. And what was heaven like? Heaven was this huge dining room full of all these tables piled high with wonderful food, turkey and ham and all the fixings, barbecue and potato salad, corn on the cob, butter beans. Anybody hungry yet? Lemon meringue pie, peach cobbler and ice cream. And but seated around all these tables were the most joyous people you've ever seen in all your life. Happy and smiling and full, encouraging, laughing, joking. But they too had a problem. Same problem. They had these long 4-foot spoons strapped to their arms. They could not bend their arms. They could not pick anything up. But there they were, fed and happy. What was the difference? I think you know. They had learned how to feed each other. To take the food, the nourishment, the grace, the peace, the mercy, and give it to each other. The difference between heaven and hell. Abide, Jesus says, abide in me. Abide in and with each other. My Father is glorified by this, Jesus says, that you will bear so much fruit. So maybe it's time to quit talking about this and just get out there and start making a difference. The difference. This world in you and me so much needs to know and see that all God's people might be fed. Thanks be to God. Amen. And may the love of Christ surround us, come alongside us, as we surround one another with goodness and mercy and hope and love. For that's the difference, you see. Abide, Jesus says. Abide in me. And thank heavens we can. So please, go in peace and love. Amen.